A new coalition government of the centrist ANO party and left-leaning Social Democrats has just been sworn in at Prague Castle by the president. The appointment comes 8 months after ANO triumphed in general elections and follows many months of talks. But clouds may already be on the horizon for Andrej Babiš's second government. Ian Willoughby has the details.
There was a mix of familiar and new faces at Wednesday morning's swearing-in ceremony at Prague Castle. Several of the ministers had served in Andrej Babiš's first ANO-only government, which failed to win the necessary confidence vote. This time, ANO nominees were joined by representatives of the Social Democrats, who, after many months of negotiations, agreed to enter a coalition with Mr. Babiš's party. The new old prime minister looked to President Miloš Zeman when he delivered the following words during Wednesday's swearing-in.
Slibuji vám a především sem občanům,
I promise you, and primarily all citizens, that our government will fight for our people's security first and foremost. Not only in our country, above all we will fight against illegal migration and for our interests in Europe. Our nation's potential is enormous. We have what it takes to return to the top in Europe, to where we were under Masaryk. Thank you.
A my máme na to, aby jsme se vrátili na špičku Evropy, tam, kde jsme byli za Masaryka. Děkuji vám.
ANO and the Social Democrats have only 93 mandates between them in the 200-seat lower house, and their coalition is posited on backing from the Communist Party, starting with a confidence vote in a fortnight's time. After releasing a set of conditions for support, the Communists have recently been making fresh demands, raising doubts as to their intentions. However, political scientist Petru Just says he believes the communists will ultimately back the coalition.
It's also in their interests for the first time in the post-1989 history when the government can be dependent or actually has to be dependent on the communist vote. They know it very well and they want to use this situation for also their advantage.
Well, if we assume that the communists do come on board and do in some way support this government, what do you think is the outlook for this coalition?
We've seen several signs and now even surprisingly coming from the president that there might be an early election scheduled sooner or later. They've already mentioned that it could be in October this year, together with the Senate elections and the municipal elections. But again, it's still an open issue. We will see how actually the confidence vote will turn out. We will see how the government actually will be effective. Because one thing is that you receive the confidence vote. The other thing is that you have to have potential to push your legislation through the parliament and the support. If they get support from the Communist Party, it's not a bianco check. So the government will probably have to negotiate on every single vote they are going to put to the chamber. So this could be a sign that early elections could be actually a solution for this deadlock situation. But it's quite early now to predict.